Marinette News. I'm Jason Taylor. Stover Police in West Central Missouri have arrested 19-year-old Matthew Underwood after officers were made aware of possible threats against school students. KMIZ reports Underwood admitted to police that he had researched school shootings and was considering going to the Stover School and shooting kids and teachers. Jefferson City Police say a reported terroristic threat at a middle school there yesterday was actually an angry student who was venting to another pupil. Investigators say they don't believe the student planned to bring a gun or hurt anybody. University of Missouri political communications professor Mitchell McKinney says he was hoping President Trump's State of the Union address last night would have mentioned the recent federal shutdown.
Of course, this is not something that those in the chamber would be particularly proud of, but the government shutdown, but certainly for the American people, as we've just come off of that, to assure us that our government can function.
Trump's speech focused on touting job creation during the past year and his tax cut plan. The reaction of President Trump's first State of the Union speech among elected Missourians in Washington was sharply divided on party lines, with one notable exception. Bill Wise reports.
Senator McCaskill tried to find common ground with the Republican president, who won Missouri by 19 points in 2016. McCaskill said, "While I disagree with some of what he said tonight, some of the goals he outlined are ones I'm eager to work with him on." Senator Blunt, who's appeared on Sunday talk shows to promote White House initiatives such as the tax overhaul, cited what he thinks is progress early in President Trump's term. Blunt said America has come a long way in the first year of the Trump administration. As the president made clear tonight, our economy is finally giving Americans a reason to be optimistic about their future and the future of their kids and grandkids. Republican Congressman Blaine Lichtenmeyer had kind words for what he considers prosperity under Trump's leadership. Lichtenmeyer noted the president laid out his vision for more economic growth through smarter regulation and a bold infrastructure proposal. Democratic Representative Emanuel Cleaver called the president's address one of the most frustrating speeches I've listened to in my life.
The Independence Police Department near Kansas City is investigating an officer-involved shooting on the city's west side. Witnesses reported hearing 10 or more shots after officers arrived yesterday. KNBC described one of the people injured in the incident that involved an attempted carjacking as a well-loved clerk at a convenience store. Salem GOP Congressman Jason Smith was part of President Donald Trump's escort committee at the State of the Union address. Smith, whose district includes Cape Girardeau, Poplar Bluff, and West Plains, says the president is making America safer.
A lot of people refuse to recognize that on January 20th, when the president got inaugurated, there were roughly 35,000 ISIS fighters that covered and controlled about 17,500 square miles.
Police say they've caught a man behind an attempted abduction in mid-Missouri's Columbia last week. Anthony Rao faces charges of kidnapping and assault. You're listening to Missouri Net News.